Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gule Tumfupi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Gugu, there is, I'll use the word pandemic in the country, right, when it comes to gambling. Sports betting, online gambling, online casinos, and some of these are even scams.
100% Season. You're quite right. When it does come to online gambling, even when we spoke to the CEO of Sun International, they own the likes of Sun City, the Maslow Time Arena as well in Centurion and many other places. They've highlighted the significant growth of online betting together with their casinos, which we are well aware are licensed. But there has been an ongoing scourge in online casinos, which are said to be illegal in South Africa. And essentially, these are people who actively participate in internet-based games and unable to then claim their winnings. Now, this has also come forward from the South African Responsible Gambling Foundation. They've been on a wide media campaign, essentially alerting South Africans that many people don't understand the difference between online casinos versus the online gambling that you can participate in when it comes to betting specifically. There are registered and vetted betting websites. They too have seen a significant growth in their numbers of participants. But the concern here is the number of online gambling sites that are unregistered, unlicensed, and essentially illegal. So South Africans have been cautioned around this just to find a way to actually amplify the messaging and most importantly, make sure that they're able to take care of their hard-earned money other than letting it squamble over websites and platforms that essentially are not recognized and legal. So a growing concern and one that does need a more in-depth investigation from many participants.
And so I guess we have to discuss this, right? We know that with the tariffs, a lot of the cars that were manufactured in South Africa, for example, I know Mercedes-Benz will not be able to go to the US anymore because their pricing will not be competitive. BMW is looking to export their cars to Canada.
I found this one to be quite interesting as well, because essentially similar distance, maybe even a little further. But it does seem as though Canada does have more favorable terms and conditions when it comes to trade relations with South Africa. For the moment, though, we do know that we currently sit at 30%. The last announcement that was made from the White House regarding the tariffs being imposed on South African goods being imported or exported to the U.S., but the concern here is that there's still ongoing negotiations, but it doesn't seem as though we know and will seek and gain any clarity on this. BMW is in a very interesting position because at least 93% of the BMW X3s that they produce are largely electronic vehicles or hybrid vehicles, and they have a huge market abroad, especially when it comes to exporting to markets like the U.S. From what we understand, the last figures we got from NAMSA when we spoke to them earlier this year was the fact that we've been exporting on average around 40,000 vehicles as units per quarter or per year to the U.S. in particular. But that number did come down in the first quarter of the year to at least just a shy of 2,000. So BMW is trying to, like many participants, find alternatives in the market. They're eyeing Canada for the moment, but it does mean that they'd also have to look at other markets that will be essentially sustainable in terms of their earnings and profitability to drive this level of growth. So seeking alternatives, not too sure if it will be fruitful yet, but also waiting on a final call with regard to that official stamp and number that will be shared regarding South African tariffs.
And what are the markets looking like?
Markets, well, we had a slight pullback yesterday, so we are below 100,000 points, but still doing fairly well. 99,971 points is where we will open up from today. Currency-wise, still looking quite steady, 17.64 against the US dollar, 23.82 to the pound, and 20.72 against the euro.
Thank you very much. It brings you Kaya Biz, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business update with Gule Tumfupi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.